Maybe you heard on this show and others, the Philadelphia Eagles play the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl tomorrow. Eagles fans are considered passionate, devoted, and often words we can't say here, unless we're quoting someone in the White House. Aaron Moselle from member station WHYY tried to find out if Philly fans are really as insufferable as their reputation.
It all dates back to December 1968, the final game of a dismal two-win Eagles season. The Santa Claus the team hired for a halftime pageant didn't show up, so they improvised. Glenn Macnow, a sports radio host in Philly, describes what happened.
They managed to pull a 21-year-old kid out of the crowd in a Santa suit, little drunk, little scrawny. He marched across the field, and some Eagle fans decided to send some snowballs his way.
A national reputation for having out-of-control fans was born. 3 decades later, the Eagles installed a courtroom in the basement of the team's old stadium, where a real live city judge handed out fines for disorderly conduct. That judge, Seamus McCaffrey, says a lot of the incidents were soaked in alcohol.
It went to urinating on the sidewalls. It went to rowdy, abusive behavior to the point where police were intervening just before blows occurred.
But McCaffrey says despite everything he saw, he doesn't think Eagles fans deserve a bad rap.
I'm hard-pressed to believe that other stadiums don't make their fair share of arrests for public intoxication, things along those lines.
He's not wrong. Back in 2011, 3 fans were hospitalized after a violent San Francisco 49ers game. New York Jets fans have made a halftime ritual out of asking women to flash them. And yet, Eagles fans continue to be held up as some of the country's worst. National media swarmed when the city tried and failed to stop fans from climbing street poles after the NFC title game by greasing them up.
The action came on the scene here with the police department employees there in South Philadelphia with a big can of Crisco, applying it to metal utility poles.
Fans of the city's hockey, baseball, and basketball teams are considered just as notorious. It's why Mark Lifton refuses to go to Eagles games with his friends from Philly.
Eagles fans kind of take it a step further than most other fan bases. I think they kind of wear their reputation as being a little psychotic as a badge of honor.
Lifton, a New York native, says he's also experienced rowdy Philly sports fans firsthand. At a baseball game years ago, Lifton says Philly's fans spit at him for wearing a New York Mets hat, and that a teenager slapped him. Macnow, the radio host, says he doesn't condone that kind of behavior, but it does bother him that Philly fans, especially Eagles fans, are so routinely maligned. And yet, he says the country will never change its mind about them.
Our grandfathers carried this, our fathers carried this curse, we're going to carry it, and I expect my kids are going to carry it forever. Oh, you Philadelphia fans. It's just the way it's going
to
be.
Fans may find that easier to take if the Eagles win their first Super Bowl on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.